Yeah, no question about that.
Is it just me, or are Hillary and Bill looking more and more alike?
I was Thank just you for pointing that out.
Good.
Well, they say you look like your dog after a while, and I have seen couples.
Look like
how long have the Clintons been together? Yeah. How long have they been together?
What? Oh, for a very long time.
Long time, but if she didn't dye her hair, I think you're right.
That's a problem.
That white hair, they might look like each other.
But they're still together, which is the main story, too.
Wow. Yeah, in that relationship, absolutely.
You think she's going to run? Do you think she's going to run for
president? You know what? You hear that so many different ways. I talked to some guy who allegedly is like a big insider. And
he would be the first man.
And he says that the Democratic ticket...
The first man.
Record this and play it back in November of 2008. He says the Democratic ticket is going to be somebody from Virginia.
Mark Warner.
Very good. Mark Warner and Evan Bayh.
From Indiana.
Wow. And it's already secretly decided.
Wait, look at this.
But look at your age.
Wow. I'm not as stupid as I look, huh?
No.
So who are these people who you've
Well, Mark Evan Bayh's a senator and Mark Warner's the governor of Virginia, right. I think.
And what are they like? Are they cool? Are they good?
Well, I haven't met them.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I mean,
do they get your endorsement?
I don't really know. I think it's a completely wide open field. I think everybody thinks Hillary's going to run, and that's where she's going to get all the attention. And John Edwards from North Carolina is on Oprah today, and so he's gearing up his own thing as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't think who he's giving up. I don't think he's giving up.
Boy, we hit the hot button
here. Who's the smartest political pundit in the room?
Yeah.
Is Clay Aiken.
Tucker right. Carlson?
Who's he? Toe-to-toe with Tucker Carlson, I was just about to say.
Wow. All right.
We'll be back close to the election for election coverage, if you don't mind, Clay. It'd be great. We'll put you down on the docket. Our latest survey says your music choices tell a lot about your lifestyle, but of course we knew that, but political views.
Back to Clay Aiken.
Interesting, though, because there are some studies surprises in this study. You'd think that somebody who listens to opera less likely to experiment with drugs, right?
No.
However, the study found that opera fans are just as likely as other music lovers to try hallucinogenic drugs. Imagine that with opera.
I think people who listen to me must be on hallucinogenics.
All the time.
Say that your fans are here.
Just when I'm singing.
You might also think that hip-hop listeners and fans are wild and liberal. Well, studies show that though people think they lead lives filled with drug, sex, and crime, they tend to have much more political and conservative political views. I'm somewhat surprised, but not really surprised.
You know, the last thing Terrell Owens was seen doing was buying a Clay Aiken CD.
That could be the reason that he had the problem.
Oh, we always are looking for reasons to try and...
Well, music is a wonderful escape, is it not?
It is.
And so, you know, it's interesting to see. I mean, I know what's on my iPod. You guys all know. I've got Chicago, Jack Johnson, James Taylor. So, you know, I do have one of your CDs. And the thing about it is that you listen to escape kind of and relax. And so, you know, whether or not it makes you conservative or liberal, I don't know. But it's kind of an escape anyway.
But I think that oftentimes people walk a very fine, like it's a gray area for a lot of
people.
Well,
folks. You would tend to think that somebody, I mean, it's sort of out of vogue, but I would have prejudgments, I guess. But, you know, if your iPod was hardcore punk, I'd think, okay, that tells me something about you.
What would it tell you?
I mean, on my iPod. Yeah. I also have Metallica.
I would agree with you. I'm kind of surprised. You wouldn't expect, you know, a heavy metal listener to be helping out at the nursing home.
Right. Yeah, right.
What's on your iPod? What do you
Just
listen?
Me.
As it should be.
I listen to me.
You're like him.
I think
what do you think I watch on TV?
The only pictures in his home are of him.
Yeah. I think Clay Aiken is my favorite guest ever.
What would be interesting to see happen, though, is I made my big confession to you guys that I'm starting to listen to country music, of course, just as KZLA goes off the air. Right. Nice timing. I wonder if you could map how somebody's musical tastes change, and if their political views also change as they age.
You can absolutely, people in radio do this all the time. You can absolutely map how at a certain age, you know, a station like Kiss FM, which a lot of us listened to growing up, you opt out of it at a particular age.
Well,
and they also say that about record buying too.
Just for advertising, I mean, you don't hear commercials for Depends on the
pop station
so much. So I think that just marketing purposes, people expect that.
And also going from the artist's point of view on this whole drugs and music thing, like one of the Beatles, I forget whether it was John Lennon or...
there's only four of them.
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
So which one of them?
I forget. But he said, listen, before drugs, we were singing She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand. After drugs, Yellow Submarine, the album number 9, you know, so and what he was trying to say is there's the connection of, you may not understand this if you're straight, but if you're on drugs, you will be able to understand, you know, because we wrote it on drugs, so...
So there's a whole group of men out there that are saying, oh, that's why I don't understand opera, because I'm not...
Which leads us enough, oddly enough, to Paris Hilton.